I'm so glad you two came. I thought some of my youth were going to come because I told them we were going to probably have a few folks out because they're on the pool where they were going to the Great Wilderness Lodge or whatever it was. So thank you. Come on, have a seat. I'm going to talk about Lent. My name is Robert. Most of you know me. I'm the youth pastor here at First Baptist. And so I get to fill in for Jessica this morning. And so I'm going to share a little bit about Lent. Y'all already may know about Lent, the season of Lent. That's why we are wearing these robes and these purple stoles. And part of Lent goes back when Jesus went into the desert. And have you ever been to a desert before? It's hot in the desert, isn't it? There's not much food there, and there's not water or anything like that. And so he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. He ate no food. Can you imagine that? I cannot imagine that. My kids, when I was telling the youth that today, they were like, you probably couldn't even go 4 minutes, much less 40 days without food. And but Jesus did that, and there was a reason for him doing that. During the Lent season, most times you hear of adults, and maybe yourself, they either do one of two things. They give up something for 40 days, or they add something. You know, they either give up, whether it's McDonald's French fries, or the number two special there on breakfast, I'm talking about myself, or they give up chocolate, or they give up, you know, nowadays what y'all have to deal with is social media. Our teenagers deal with that a lot. I think social media is maybe a good thing to give up. And then, or either they add something, an extra chore. Do some of y'all have chores y'all have to do around the house? No? Yeah, you do. Maybe this year of Lent, you can add an extra chore, not waiting for your grandparents or parents to ask you to do. You can do that. Or be kinder to your siblings. Those could be a possibility. Or, you know, say yes, ma'am, yes, sir, more so. Lent is a great opportunity for us to do that. Why do you think it's important for us to do those things during the Lent season? What does it do for us? What did it do for Jesus to go out into the desert? It drew him closer to God, and it prepared him to be able to go and teach and minister and heal and be the type of person that God wanted him to be. Well, that's what Lent does for us. It prepares our hearts and our minds and our souls to be more be more like Christ and be for this world that we live in, this broken world we live in. So that's what Lent season is really all about. Yes, it's about giving up things and adding things, but those things that we give up and we add should make us more like his son, Jesus Christ, to make this world a better place, to be kinder, and to be more loving. So let me challenge you as you think, as you come into this Lent season. We know we started with Ash Wednesday. If you haven't already chose something to give up or to add, that you would do so at this time. It can be something small, something that you know you need to do. So let's pray, okay? Father, we thank you so much for your love. We thank you so much for your willingness to be an example to us through your son, Jesus Christ, your unconditional love. We thank you for what he did and the sacrifice that he gave in order that we might have a relationship with him. And Father, as we are in this Lent season, we just want to recommit ourselves. We would want to give something up or add something to make us closer to you, to be more like you, so that we might be more kinder, more loving, show more grace, and show more mercy. I thank you for these young people. I thank you for their lives, for their families. Bless their families. Go with us now, guide and direct us, for we ask in your son's name. Amen.